So after the approval of our minutes, the next item on our agenda is my regular report to the council summarizing engagements and ongoing outreach activities since June 26th. Even during this short time frame, I've tried to reach out with budget advocacy and meetings with legislators and justice system partners. As you all know, we've already begun the preliminary planning discussion and information exchanges around next fiscal year's branch budget. Just like all judicial council members, I also have my advisory committee responsibilities, and I attended our regular administrative presiding justice's advisory committee meeting. Needless to say, budget is also a critical issue for the Supreme Court and the Courts of Appeal leadership. I was honored to be one of four recipients of the Outstanding Citizen Achievement Award at the OCA, Asian Pacific American Advocates National Convention in San Francisco. Nearly 1,000 delegates shared their support for issues that we're concerned with, ranging from social justice, voting rights, and also focusing on encouraging the next generation of community, state, and national leaders in civics. This was also a theme at the Junior State of America Summer Institute on California Leadership and Politics, held in Sacramento. 56 high school students selected from throughout the state attended the four-day institute. I understand they passed a budget and several initiatives, and they discussed redistricting and money in politics and environmental stewardship. This was held in the Capitol, as I said, and I had an opportunity to address them in the governor's office. The goal of the institute is to encourage youth civic engagement and inspire our future local and state leaders. I was quizzed about my roles as Chief Justice, our role in state government, and our partnership with our sister branches. To continue our branch's efforts in civic learning and civic engagement, and in keeping with my role as convener, I attended a meeting of the executives of California Lawyers Association. Those are the executive directors of the bar associations that are here in California, and I did so with the Foundation of Democracy and Justice, a nonprofit seeking to provide civic engagement to adults. Additionally, I also attended a joint meeting of the Civic Learning Partnership and the Power of Democracy Steering Committee. This is headed by Justice McConnell, and her leadership continues to evolve programs that can be supported by local bar associations and communities. We were joined in that meeting by leaders in civic pilot projects from San Diego, from Butte, from Sacramento, from Los Angeles. Presiding judges and justices are involved in partnering with their local school districts. I was also cross-examined during a roundtable at the California District Attorneys Association Summer Conference in Napa. Sat around a table with about 58 DAs in the counties and answered questions about the judicial branch, our initiatives, and certain bills. Also during July, Governor Brown made a number of welcome appointments to the Superior Courts of California, and I recently chaired four hearings of the Commission on Judicial Appointments in Los Angeles, along with the Attorney General Kamala Harris and Senior Presiding Justice Paul Turner. Together, we confirmed four appointments to the Court of Appeals Second Appellate District, and we welcome back Justice Louis and welcome to the Courts of Appeal Justices Siegel, Lavin, and Baker. That concludes my report to the Council.